Welcome to the show. This is your host, David Jennings.
Is your teenager easily?
And you're listening to Midwatch with the Rev. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in, and thank you for being a part of our broadcast. We've had a lot of success this last couple of weeks, getting some interesting people on the show, some interesting Christians, some interesting ministers, authors, and we're continuing that. Yesterday we had Bruce Venata, and of course, if you remember his testimony, he was pinned down by a truck, and miraculously God healed him and did some divine intervention in his life, and it was great to have him. But we're gonna take another turn here, and we're gonna be talking to someone that deals in healings as well, but in a different way. And we're gonna talk and get his perspective and just talk to this man of faith. And we're talking just before the show, and he said he's really excited because a lot of times he's probably on the secular stations, and it's mainly clients. But now he's on a station where he can talk about his faith and share it freely. So let's welcome to the show our brother Jay Gutierrez. Hi, Jay. How are you doing?
Fantastic. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm excited we're able to get you in. I know it was last minute for both of us, but I think we're going to have a great show.
Oh, you betcha. You betcha. I do a lot of radio shows, and we do a lot of work out here, and but this show you have here is Christian-based, and I'll tell you, I'm so excited because, God runs everything we do out here. It's just so incredible. And this is the only thing that can explain it. I'm an ex-20-year Air Force and Army guy, mostly helicopters. But I've been working with stones that I've been mining along with that. And right now we have an old wellness center out in a ghost town in southeast Colorado, just above the Oklahoma Panhandle. And we've been working with nuclear physicists, doctors, clients, all kinds of people for years using a stone we mine out of Utah, Wyoming, that's slightly radioactive. That's called radiation hormesis. On those shows, I go through the science of this and everything and how this works, and I know the science, but here's what I'm going to explain to you. We work off what they call, these nuclear physicists over the last decades put their theory, they call, of radiation hormesis. Well, if a little bit of radiation is good for you, or the healings that we get over the years, getting people cancer-free, seeing again, walking again. We do this on a daily basis. What it is we had to use their theories to back us up for what we were doing out there, to work with people to justify it. But we've been doing this, I've been doing it for about 20-some years, and we've been working at this full-time for the last six. What I've seen hands-on, since we're the only ones in the world that do this, work with make cancers and any degenerative disease and getting them better, what we realized is these stones, it wasn't the radiation coming out of them at all. This is what I'm excited about, what God has done here. What we were able to prove, and I was able to do it right in front of this nuclear physicist friend of mine, one of the best in the world on this subject, is that these stones, it wasn't the radiation that's been helping these people all over these years. It's actually the frequencies it was putting out.
Wow.
In other words, my doctors even say, this is God's breath. In other words, these frequencies we've seen, and I've got goosebumps right now because I see this and work with it. Not only do we get people cancer-free, and we have a good program for that, and seeing again, and arthritis, and tumors, and we do all that stuff. These frequencies, okay, whatever we apply them to, understanding those frequencies now, or God's breath, as my docs say, always do the right thing. They've always made the right move, whether it's fixing waters, because we pick waters and then bad waters and fix them. We work with cattle also, work with farmers. The bees, here's a good one for you. This is all God here. When we realized it was frequencies, I had these people call me up in Virginia with the colony collapse disorder with the bees. And we realized that is because of all the EMFs and pesticides and fertilizers that these bees, but they after 3 years, usually these beehives collapse. They just get deserted. Well, it's because we've messed up all their structures and their frequencies. But what we did is once we introduced these frequencies from the stones of mine into the waters, they restructure them, and we were able to introduce those correct life-giving frequencies to the hives, and they flourished, absolutely flourished beyond anything they'd ever seen. And so we do this on a daily basis. Like I say, we mainly work with people. We work with, like I say, the stones that we mine and we cut out here, and we measure out. We work with doctors. But like I say, they say on radiation hormesis that the radiation is going through your body. It's slightly damaging or stressing your cells and DNA, so it's stimulating your immune system. Well, I bought that for years, but that's not what we were seeing, and I was able to prove it or validate it. And now we've used that. These frequencies, like I say, I am so that God was able to disclose this to us. These frequencies always do the right thing. Yeah. They've always made the right move. And it's like they can't do no wrong. In other words, the way we see it, when we take natural radiation out of the ground, we're working with people and getting them better. And we have a whole staff of wellness instructors here to help people with all kinds of problems. And we don't charge for that.
That's amazing.
But with these frequencies, everything we've applied them to, it's just like it does the right thing. So when man took those natural radiation and they made X-ray radiation and altered it, enriched uranium and stuff, the way I see it and the way I feel it is these frequencies, like I say, that from these stones, that you can measure with a Geiger counter, okay? But everything we've applied to, it's always done the right thing, so we believe it to be the true life-giving natural frequency, which is one that repairs and destroys. Now, when they've taken and they've altered it, I see that as an untruth. And what we did is, in our history, back in the 1910s, 20s, 30s, and 40s, we used natural radiation to help people with great success. In fact, there's places around the world that do it now. In fact, we have even radon mines in Montana now that people have been going to for decades. But we skipped right over and missed it, made everybody radiophobic. We've conditioned us to be scared. Actually, right now, last September, Professor Cal Breese in Massachusetts proved that the standards our government goes by, what they call the LNT theory, which means any amount of radiation is bad for you, was a lie. So a guy won a Nobel Prize off a lie, and I believe it caused the pain and suffering for many people's lives, millions. So what we've done is we've gone back and been able to go through our history, and even this even goes back biblical, and we've been able to bring these stones and look at these people and prove it scientifically. See, that was a great thing that God managed to orchestrate here is we've been able to go ahead and explain why these were working, why these frequencies are working.
Amen.
But
amen. So why don't you share with us the science part? Because I know you had to convince the people that you were with. But tell us what exactly is frequencies for those that don't know it, and how do you extract that, and how the science part of it, and then we'll jump back in.
Sure, you bet. Well, what happens is, With radiation, like I say, what they put out is isotopes, okay? They're like burning embers, okay? That's what they call alpha, beta, and gamma. That's what natural radiation is. Then we have man-altered radiation, which is more or less X-ray, okay? And so what they're saying is, like with the science behind it, that the low-dose radiation is going to stimulate and activate the immune system. Well, I say for years we've been doing networking with people with cancers, with mainly cancer. We usually get the worst of the worst cases. In fact, we have our own medical director here that comes in. We work with people. That's what we've been keeping data on. Their physicists come down here and watch what we're doing. We've had doctors here from Africa, parasitologists. So what we're seeing, though, going off their theory of radiation hormesis, this shouldn't be working. But when we realized that it was actually the frequencies, in other words, here's how we were able to prove it from the beginning. When we took waters, okay, we would take waters, let's say Denver tap water, good waters. Waters are too acidic, way too alkaline even. And what we do is we put the stone into the jars. Well, as long as they were open to air, because oxygen is a fuel for this frequency. A frequency is a sine wave. It's just like what we use, like with minerals, when you bring in a frequency with the right minerals, you have vibration, you have life. Mm-hmm. So what we do is we put these waters in, put the stones in, and then after 48 hours, after these frequencies, like say open oxygen, every single water, if it was too alkaline, it brought it up to about a 7.6 pH. If it was too acidic, it didn't matter how acidic, it brought it right back down to 7.6. It brought it in perfect every single time.
Wow.
Now, the only way that you can restructure waters, and now restructuring or to get the pH in the waters right, is like anybody with a hot tub would know, is you sit there and use chemicals.
Yes.
Which is more or less a pulse reading. Okay, you're just adjusting it to get the color you want. Or you can adjust the pHs with frequencies. And this is how they do that. And this is very, very old. There's some good work done out there by a man, even like Dr. Emoto. What it is when you take frequencies, all right, and you introduce them into waters, water molecules have a memory, okay? So what happens is these frequencies are imprinted on the water. What happens is it spreads to other water molecules, so you've restructured the water. And the amazing thing about these frequencies I've seen, okay, and actually seen it, is when these frequencies go through a water, okay, a sine wave is like a wave that goes through, okay, and moves. What happens is anything that's a toxic molecular structure, and it seems like it just shatters them and they drop to the bottom of the jar.
Wow.
So the waters are clear. So in fact, when we use restructured waters, let's say we have a woman with open breast cancer, okay? Well, what we would do is we ended up, we've had several, but we submerged them all the way into the waters, okay? So anything acidic, right, anything acidic, it's going to neutralize because you brought the pH in every time using those frequencies, right? So once you stop anything acidic, then you stop decay, right? You're killing the cancer. But now with us, like on the science end, we use these frequencies. We have a protocol now. It's called the Three Divine Protocol because God put it together. And what it is, we use frequencies where we send people stones. We hook them up with a wellness instructor. We're looking for responses from the body, die-off or acclimation. Some people are very energy sensitive. I used to never believe that. You know, I'm from the military. We didn't believe in that kind of stuff, but it's true. And then, and we work with them getting their bodies better and repairing. Then we also put people on angstrom-sized minerals. Angstrom is a unit size. It's 10,000 times smaller than micron. In other words, it's the size that a cell can accept. So we work with our mineral people out of Water Divine in Alabama, who helped us save many, many lives, from hearts to livers to you name it. And then we also have our medical director here, our medical doctor who left mainstream, who has been following us since 2006. He does all our parasite testing for people. In other words, we see cancer as everybody has yeast in their body. Okay, so when you pass away, that's what decays your organs. Right? So when anybody who's got a degenerative disease, whether it be arthritis or cancer, all right, is going to have an overgrowth of candida or yeast or cancer, if you want to call it, or it is a fungus. All right. So if you have an overgrowth of candida or yeast, then it's actually doing its job. It's eating dead tissue. Okay, so what we found out, and I tell healers, doctors, scientists all over the country and the world, if you do not stop what's damaging the tissue, you'll never get the candida or cancer under control. So what we found out is over 90% of our people that call us, well over 90%, it's all been parasitic. So what we did is we used to use our doctors out of Africa, but now our medical doctor, Dr. D'Angelo, Rafael D'Angelo, he left mainstream. Now he's doing all our parasite testing, and I'm very big on that because we've lost lives for people who didn't do it right. When it comes to parasite testing, I want my medical doctor looking at your stool sample underneath his dark field microscope, tell me exactly what eggs he's seeing. And then I want a natural enemy that's target for that parasite or parasites. And so between the minerals, the frequencies, and the parasite testing, we've been saving lives left and right. Now, the thing is in the past, all these things have been done before except the frequencies. And that's what made this all work. God's breath always does the right thing. In other words, anyone that we've applied this to with any kind of a health issue, it's never damaged. It's always done the right thing, which is to me amazing. That's just like, how did we miss that? I mean, it does the right thing with. We plant acres of like sorghum out here. We just planted 40 acres inoculated with the dust from these stones, and they're flourishing. They're doing great in some of the harshest environments around. We've got cattle out here that are healthy now. They don't have to use antibiotics on them. Their cattle tanks are clean and they calve easier. With us, mainly we work mostly though with people. Like I said, we have if anybody's interested, you can go to our website. It'll teach you everything you need to know about radiation hormesis. And that's Night, NIGHT, Hawk, HAWK, Minerals, with an S, .com. Or if anybody had any help or questions, I mean, because that's what we do every day. We have people sit around and we other than cutting stones and working with the doctors and stuff, what we do is we have people that man the phones, our wellness instructors, to help these people get started and get them the guidance and support they need. And that's a toll-free number. That's 888-563-8389. Like I said, we're a small group. We've been doing this for years.
Wow.
They wrote a book about us called Because People Are Dying.
Wow. What is the response been, especially with all these cancer doctors? And I mean, what has mainstream been saying about what you've been doing?
They're all mixed up. Now, first of all, I've actually treated oncologists with cancer. I've got copies of their MRIs. They're cancer-free. But yet they'll still send their people to chemo and radiation at $800 an hour because they'll lose their license if they try to do what I do. See, I can legally do this. I'm a medicine man. This tribe adopted me because I helped some people there, which covered me under what they call NAFERA, the Native American Free Exercise of Religion Act. In other words, I can do things to help people that my own medical director or doctor can't. Now, he can support, but legally he can't do the things that I can do or we can do. So, mainstream medical, we're getting a lot of doctors, even oncologists, because some of their clients will come here, come back, they'll be better. And what will happen is they're starting to get on board now, because even like the AMA has put out a thing saying they know that chemo and radiation just ain't working. We lose more people to chemo than we do to cancer with what we do every year, we see. So, but they're going to have to change. And you know what? I thought about this. Why is it that God's having an old helicopter mechanic out here in his ghost town? And, you know, we're working with people, important people, coming here from all over the world. To in the middle of the world, we don't even have a gas station. But he's starting this small, and there's a group of those people, and we don't even have the huge backgrounds for this, but we've got more people cancer-free and seeing again and walking again than anybody I know.
Wow. Wow. Now, how do you deliver the frequency to the person, say they have, like, breast cancer or cancer in wherever? How do you deliver the dose?
Well, here's what we've done, okay? Now, when we mine our stones, okay, what we do, let's say someone calls up with leukemia. Leukemia, we know that's roundworms, okay, every time. We've done it many times. But what we do is we put them on a kit, and inside that kit, what we're trying to do, these are tools, that these stones that we mine that are radioactive, low-dose radioactive, natural. You can buy hotter stuff on eBay. But they're all measured out within what we know works, okay? In other words, there's a mud pack, a pendant, a green stone, a water stone in there. And we usually have people buy a hotter stone, which is called a gray stone, so we can target tissues. We'll put it right up against the skin. When we're working internally, we use these stones also to, like, restructure waters and bring those frequencies in the body. Okay? So we do, like, many, many things. Now, the half-life on this material in these kits is 250,000 years. It's kind of like a first aid kit that doesn't expire.
Wow.
And here's the thing, too. Once we get this person, let's say, cancer-free or leukemia-free, we're working with the stones, the wellness instructor, and parasite testing and minerals, they have that kit forever. In other words, they call up, you know how many times they've been called up, like, hey, my son got bit by a brown recluse, and we'll fix that, or my neighbor has a little daughter, they have no insurance, she's got a tumor, a brain tumor. We've had those calls. We get those calls. We'll say, well, what tools do you have? Do you have a kit? Yes, I have a kit. And we'll say, well, do you have a gray stone? They'll say, yeah. Well, what number do you have on it? Because there'll be numbers on it. And then we can get started, you know. And we make other things, earplugs for people that are here again, mouth stones, eye stones. We got, well, I can tell you some great stories about guys that were legally blind seeing again, from helicopter pilots to cowboys, you know. But it's real. The science is there, proved it many, many times. Had just the best doctors in the world out here. But we're very small, and I don't think that, you know, I really don't think that we're supposed to be out there on these major shows and billboards and doing this. I think God, well, first of all, I think I'm in charge here, and I'm not God in charge here, okay? So however he wants to do this, I just go along with it. He's trained me all my life to handle these things, to do them. Now he just puts me to work and getting the word out to people that need that God sends us that need this help. And everything, like I say, I'm telling you, is real. It's been around a long time. It's just not too many people know about us. But eventually, the way God's putting it out there, the word is getting out. We don't get overwhelmed here. We only get about 2-3 cancer patients a day. And then, but everybody's doing fantastic. And it's just working for what God wants you to do is just incredible. Because I mean, that's my boss. I mean, yeah. And we're doing some miraculous stuff here that just absolutely, you know, I'm in shock and awe every day because is this real? Remember, I'm an old military guy. All right. So, but I mean, is this real? Are we really saving lives? And the anti-aging even aspects of this are incredible. I've had people coming out with 4-stage cancer walk out here looking like they just walked out of a high school class.
Amen. Amen. So how did you get started in this? I mean, I know you said 20 years, and in the last 6 years you've been doing it full time, but how did you even get into this? Because this is a whole, I mean, I've never heard of it, and I'm sure a lot of people possibly never heard of it. So.
Oh, no, most people, well, you know, I was doing a helicopter mission about 25 years ago up in northern Wyoming. I was a full-time National Guardsman doing helicopters, and what happened was as we landed, I had a guy with a fuel problem coming in, and then I saw some blue and green stone on where we landed at. But I went back there, and for some reason, I was drawn. I didn't even have the money for gas to get there, but I'd come up with it. And I would drive way out there in the middle of the out in the middle of nowhere. I'd be out there at like 1 in the morning at night, in the middle of nowhere with a generator, hammer drills, trying to get started, and not knowing why. And then I started making jewelry, and I figured I'd put a few dollars in my pocket. Well, what happened, you know, and that's a tough business, and I gave away a lot, and you know, saw a lot of people. Also, I started getting all these stories coming in, many, many stories, about how people were getting better from arthritis to tumors getting smaller. And I was like, there's just too many here for me to ignore this. And you know, and I'm the kind of person, because like with helicopters, I got to know what's going on. I got to know it black and white, you know?
Yeah.
And so I took it to the labs, had them do what they call a spectral analysis on it, checked out every element in there. I mean, it's medical history, I mean, everything, what it does. And then what happened was is I came across thorium. Now, thorium is a radioactive element, okay? And what it is I didn't think much of it because there's thorium in the ground, heck, where we're all sitting right now. But the thing is I took it over to Rocky Flats Arsenal, and there's some of the guys over there had their radiation guy check it out. He says, yep, Jay, it's slightly radioactive. And then right then I was scared. I thought I was killing people because of the way we were conditioned. Oh, yeah, you know that necklace I sold? You want to sell it back and make a couple dollars? but then I, you know, the way God guided me, and it's taken, you know, the amazing thing I've seen with the way he's worked is he hasn't divulged things to me that I should have known years ago until it was time. All right? So, and what I found out was, no, we had a long history on this. I was very successful. It's never hurt anybody. And they've never proven that. And, by the way, they're resetting all the standards as we're speaking, all right, with the United States as far as standards for radiation. But when I understood that, though, with the stones, how come no one's doing this? I started going and seeing doctors and working with their people. I'd walk into a doctor's office with a box of rocks, kid you not, and I'd set them down. My doctor will tell you that. I'd set them down, we start working with their people, and the results were getting more phenomenal. So then we started working more and more, finding different ores. The way God led me, he led me to some higher-grade ores, took them to the labs. We're careful in what we do because, see, since no one else does this, we have no examples. We are the control, okay? So, in other words, I mine ores that are over 110 millimeters per hour, okay? And they're not going to hurt anybody. I never have, never will. In fact, they make our plants grow like crazy. But the thing is since we are the control, everything that comes out of my shop, nothing ever goes over 30 milliruns per hour, and those are for tough cases. But, so all these scientists and these people, doctors come and say, Jay, how high can you go as far as milliruns with this natural radiation before you cause damage with anybody? And I always write them back, and I always say, well, here's the deal. Once you've passed the effective rate, you're doing no good. I said, that's the same thing like with oxygen in the water. This much is good for you. This much will kill you.
Yeah, right? That's true.
So why even go there? We know what the effective rates are for people like to use with their eyes or with their ears or with their liver or with their pancreas. I mean, we know these. We've done it for years, and we're good at it. Now, the sad thing is as far as the subject itself, since they realized that the LMT theory or that any amount of radiation is bad for you is no good any longer, and they've reset the standards for higher, there's been a lot. The only one I've seen out there is a university in Canada that wants to start these working with people with low-dose radiation, and they want to work with these Vaseline marbles, okay? We are so light years ahead of that. It's incredible. And I hear about these kind of experiments I want to do, and they're not going to get anywhere, and then it'll be put aside. I mean, if we could get the right people to take a look at what we've done here and what we can prove, and see what's most important, though, is people. See, it's not about getting like, here, look what we've seen. With us, look, we get people cancer-free all the time. A lot of people make their life on writing a book about it and stuff, and that's great. But with us, it's not like that. We go from, okay, you're fixed, next, okay. Oh, yeah, but we work with them closely, you know, because we're their support. I mean, these people are call us member. They're scared, you know. And their doctors have talked to them, and they can't even understand what they're saying. And they're praying to God for an answer. And usually somehow he ends up guiding them here.
That was my next question. How often do you have people come to your doorstep and say, I don't know why I'm here, but God sent me?
I had one last week. Drove all the way out from Pueblo, Colorado. Came my door with his wife and his daughter. And he'd been on a liver transplant list for the last couple of years. His time's running short. They keep putting him off. Went through all his, and he says, I'm here. I need help. You know, drove all around. So we get people like that all the time. Brought him in. Found out he doesn't even need any liver. We're going to fix the one he's got. And he's getting better right now as we speak. Even my doctors were working with him. But we get people to come in. And then, you know, the great thing, though, because we're so far out here, though, when we do have people that we've helped in the past, like we had one lady, let's say, with sun allergies, which is an incurable disease where they wore capes, you know. Well, we got her, of course, she's gardening now and driving again. We get people like that, they drive through and they'll spend the night here, people we've helped in the past. You know, we have a big hotel here. It was built in 1929 with all oak floors we redid for people. And it's fantastic to see these people carrying on with their life, you know. And like I say, everything here is so divinely guided. It's just awesome to watch. It's like living in a movie, you know. But everything is making sense, and it's all God, and everything he's disclosed to me. Or to us here, and sometimes like it just shower me with information. I'm like, what the heck? And then we'll go out and we'll prove it, and it works.
Amen. Amen. Well, give us your contact information again, my brother.
Yes, it's our website is Knight, NIGHT, Hawk, HAWK, Minerals, MINERALS.com. Our number is 888-563-8389. If you have people out there that anything, mainly people, okay, now we work with animals a lot, but many people, if anybody's got degenerative disease out there or needs help or guidance, or that's what we're there for.
Amen. Well, we appreciate you coming on the show today, and I know it was last minute. It was a great show, brother. And I tell you what, if I run into anyone, which I'm pretty sure, I usually just pray for them, but if they continue needing help, I'll send them your way and say, hey, this guy can help you out. And
when God's involved, everything's great.
Amen. Amen. We're excited. Hey, what kind of helicopters do you fly?
Oh, I was a mechanic, but I've flown, I used to do Cobras, OH-58s, OH-6s even, Blackhawks, Then when I got out, I did Twin Stars and Joe Rangers, because I worked commercial helicopters for a while after that. I was director of maintenance, the boss, the head guy where I always wanted to be. But when God gave me the sign, I just left it. I walked away.
Wow. Okay, man, if I need a helicopter pilot, I'll let you know.
All right, sounds good.
Hey, man, God bless you. Thank you for coming on the show. And anytime you want to come back or you have a story you got to share, just contact us. We'll get you back on the air. All right?
Sounds great.
All right, God bless you,
my friend, and thank you so much.
All right, thank you. God bless. Bye-bye. Amen, amen. That was our brother in the Lord, Mr. Jay Gutierrez, just talking about all the stuff that he's doing in a different type of ministry. Yes, it is. Radiation, hormesis, and I tell you what, this is the first time I'm hearing of it, but just going through his website, listening to his heart, seeing that he really just wants to help people. I mean, if someone found a cure to anything, the first thing I'm going to think about sometimes is how am I going to make money for this? But no, his heart is different. He wants to help continue and touch people's lives. And that is the main thing that his heart has. And he is working every day in it. Like he said, just last week, someone just showed up to his property and said, hey, I have this. Can you help me? Can you help me? And, you know, sometimes when you pray, and it's according to your faith, praise God. You know, some of us have the faith that God will just make you whole, and God will do it in his timing. He will. And in your faith, that you believe in him. And but then there's some that just need steps and steps. And then this is just a different level of faith that can help people. And it's amazing. Like he said, it's the breath of God. So it's the frequency of radiation. He said that one scientist called it as God's breath. And, you know, to find out more about it, visit NighthawkMinerals.com. That's NighthawkMinerals.com. You can call them at 888-563-8389. And talk to someone over there that can help you and be a blessing to you. We're going to go to our break. We'll be right back again. Thanks, Mr. Jay Gutierrez, for being part of the show today. And we had a great interview with him. Amen. We'll be right back.
A 60-second look at sports with Dr. Dwight Allen.
Bruce Boguski, a nationally known motivational speaker, talks about illustrations, visualizing success before you actually attack challenges.
Tom Brady, after they won the Super Bowl, said, I visualized myself almost my whole life leading my team down the field in the fourth quarter of the Super Bowl and winning the game. And he said, in fact, the two plays that happened in that drive, he'd actually seen them happen before over and over again. So it's a mysterious technique, but it's a very powerful technique, and it makes a lot of sense how the mind and body work together.
And this was the mindset when the Israelites marched around Jericho. I mean, they already visualized the walls falling down, and David already visualized that Goliath would crash by means of his crude slingshot. Hebrews 6:11 says, it's impossible to please God without faith.
Could extensive use of electronic gadgets be harming your child's brain? It could be anhedonia. Hi, I'm Trace Embry from Shepherd's Hill Farm with something to think about. Because kids who suffer from anhedonia find it difficult to engage in activities that fail to give them the adrenaline rush they're so accustomed to, school studies and homework have become regarded as too mentally taxing for them. Bible study is virtually impossible. Anhedonia is a real chemical problem in the brain that seems to be resulting in an entire generation devoid of biblical knowledge or want. This leads us to a negative residual effect that almost no parent or youth worker has considered. Parents, we must put pleasure and entertainment limits on our kids for the sake of preserving not only their hearts and minds, but the future of the American church.
Learn more about this topic at shfteens.org. Shepherd's Hill Farm is here to serve hurting families with teens in crisis. If you have a teenager with behavioral issues, we can help. Contact us at shfteens.org.
When Isaiah the prophet saw the glory of God, he did not see himself as good. He said, woe is me, I'm a man of unclean lips. Ben Franklin's preacher friend, George Whitefield, said, allow me to ask you whether you know the time, and if you don't know the exact time, do you know there was a time when God wrote bitter things against you? Did you ever see that you deserve God's wrath? If not, do not call yourself a Christian. Jesus said, I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. When Isaiah was convinced of his sin and confessed it and turned from it, he then found cleansing. The most arrogant thing a person can do is to consider himself a good person. God rejects the proud and gives grace to the humble. The function of God's law is to bring us to Christ by showing our guilt and our need of his mercy. and those who think they are good are still under the curse of the law. ChurchOfTheKingMacAllen.com on Ware Road, just south of Trenton. Side with God against your flesh and be a winner.
Hi, I'm Peter Stanway from The Way Christian Ministries. It was winter and I was rushing to catch a plane. After driving for 15 minutes, my road was blocked by a fallen tree. I had to take a huge diversion. I entered a bend too quickly, my car skidded and hit a crash barrier. I felt the sickening thud and heard the sound of the headlight breaking. Reversing, I decided to inspect the damage. There was none. Immediately, I knew that an angel had buffered my crash and God had mended the damage. I decided to continue even although I was well delayed, or so I thought. Normally, it would take me an hour to reach the airport. Now, with the 20 miles detour plus stoppage time, well, you can do the math. I reached the airport and looked at my watch. It was exactly 1 hour since I'd left home. My detour and the delays had not added any extra time. Lord Jesus, thank you for dispatching angels to look after us. Amen.
Economically, spiritually, and morally, America is in a state of emergency, but you can make a difference because prayer changes things. Join us this September on the 28th and 29th in Philadelphia for a solemn assembly at Independence Mall, and let your voice be heard as multitudes gather to turn to our only hope for transformation, America for Jesus 2012. Register online today at AmericaForJesus2012.org.
You've been listening to RevMediaNetwork.com, where the most influential ministers and Christian talk show hosts are brought to you daily 24/7 on your online connection.
Welcome back to the show. This is your host, David Yanez, and you're listening to Midwatch with the Rev. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being a part of our broadcast. We've been doing some great things lately, and as far as just getting ready to go, and I'd say great things, but you know, we are about to head out to the ICRS. I'm heading out on Friday. I'm going to be driving, good Lord, driving all the way to Atlanta, and we're going to be out there to do the International Christian Retail Show. That's what the ICRS stands for. I just assume you know that. And we're going to be over there doing interviews. Rev Media Network, Rev Media TV will be really, God has given us favor. I'm telling you, He has given us favor that we're able to go to this event. We're able to put signage. We're able to have our own room. We're able to use their media room for the main interviews for the internet as well. And so we'll be broadcasting. I want you to know this. We'll be broadcasting from 2 o'clock till 5 o'clock Eastern time. So that'll be from 1 to 4 Central time if you're listening to us on Central time. So it's going to be 2 to 5 o'clock Eastern time. 2 to 5 Eastern time. So anyway, if I've confused you, I apologize. But yeah, so anyway, catch us on the air. We're going to be interviewing, if I can just give you a quick list of who we'll be interviewing. Hey, we're going to be interviewing Jim Kelly on Tuesday in the morning. So that show will be rebroadcast when we get back. But we're going to be interviewing him. We're going to be interviewing, Pastor? Let me get the list out because I'm trying to remember their names and I'm not going to get it. And you know what? These things are not working like I normally work. Here it goes. We're going to be interviewing Guillermo Maldonado. That is the largest pastor in Florida and Miami. That we're going to be interviewing him as well. Just to highlight, there's so many of these people we're going to be interviewing, from Paul Young to Christine Berger, and she's made a company called Noodle Boo, making minerals and stuff. Wayne Nance, to talk about the release of his new social network. So we have so many people, and of course one of my favorites, we're going to be re-interviewing again Miss Julie Elias, and then Jim Kelly will follow that. So we'll have video on those and audio on the radio shows at between 2 and 3. So we're kind of just really getting on the crunch now. I mean, we are on the crunch of getting things done here. David teams on Sunday. So we have different people all over. I think if I was to count all this, I think I have close to 50 interviews that we're doing. And so that will set a new record for me, praise God. And we're gonna try and get as many of them done and on the air for you as quick as possible. But the two from Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, we are going to be doing the live interviews. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, there'll be live shows. They're going to be continue. I'm going to make sure I have my water and I had gone done my things that I got to take care of before I get there, because from 2 to 5, I'll be just going. This will be like speed dating. Every 15 minutes, we're going to have a new interview. So we're going to be excited about that. And what I'm really excited is this is the first time that I'm going to be able to take my family with me. And they're all excited because we a good friend of mine blessed us with a nice resort condo at the foot of Disney World. And so we're gonna be right there off of Osceola Parkway and just take an exit up and we're at in Disney World. And they're gonna be able to go there for a couple of days at least and spend time at the resort, which has so many things for them to do. And sometimes, I prayed that God just opened doors so that I can take my family at times with me to these things, because I really enjoy myself when I go to these conventions, even though it's a lot of work. Sunday through Wednesday I'll be so tired. Thursday I will be sleeping and getting me something good to eat. And then Friday, Saturday, we'll head back on Saturday and check out Orlando and possibly go down to Miami to visit a friend of mine. But we are excited about all this because, God is doing this. God is at it. I can see within a year what God has done and how he's bringing this together. And don't forget about my mission trip. Besides this next week coming up is really important in the ministry. But then another week later, in the 28th of July, I'll be flying out to Africa. Then I'll be back on the 7th, then I'll be out again 2 weeks later to Atlanta and then down to the Valley for the tech conference that I'll be attending down in South Texas. So God has opened up some doors that only he can open up. And, I look at what everything's happening. I can't say that I built this. I can't say that I did this. No, God just guided me. Just like he guided Mr. Jay Gutierrez to learn about the radiation hormesis. And how to find out that rock and start from there 20 years ago. And to see where he is today helping and healing people that have life-threatening diseases and illnesses. And the same thing with the station and publishing and everything. I mean, right now I'm sitting in the studio. I have everything laid out in the pit, which is where the guests go. And that's their area where they broadcast when they're with me. And everything's laid out, all our advertising, everything we're taking is laid out on that. We have a real long desk in, and it's a large interview room, and so it's just filled up with stuff that we got to take with us. Beside it is our audio book and sound booth that we're building, and that is filled up with equipment that I'm taking. So I am constantly making sure, okay, everything on this table goes with a friend of mine, everything on this table goes with me. And we're going to have Demetrius Jackson. He's going to be talking about his book, The Crossover, out there. We're going to be interviewing him as well while he does his book signing. We're going to have Mr. David Hope, and you've had David here on the station with me, Pastor David Hope, and he's going to be talking about his three books and doing a book signing. And then we're going to have Mr. Eric Scott, and we had him a couple of weeks ago on the air with us, and I'm sure you're going to enjoy him again, and he's going to be talking about his book. So we're going to have three book signings and probably just displaying a whole bunch of them. And it's just favor. God has given us favor, and since we started doing this broadcasting, and it's amazing. Marilyn Hickey did share just last couple of weeks ago that God is enlarging my faith, and he's enlarging the circle of ministry. And I really believe it, my friends. I see it. I see it every day. I see it's going to happen soon. So keep us in prayer. Tomorrow we have guest James Lansbury. He's going to be with us, and we're going to have a great show with him. And after that, we're going to be signing off until we get to the conference. On Monday, we'll be doing a live show. So our time that we'll be starting is at 1 o'clock, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Central Standard Time. So 2 o'clock Eastern Time, 2 to 5. We'll be on the air Eastern Time, 2 to 5, live show. I hope you can tune in. You're going to get all the everything. You're going to have that conference atmosphere. You're going to hear the people around you. And we're just going to have a great time. We're going to go straight 3 hours. I normally do a one-hour show, but I'll be doing a two-hour show, three-hour show. And normally with these things, I've learned that everybody runs late, and there's a lot of cancellations. And I'm prepared this time. I have signage to wave at them and saying, "This is Rev Media Network over here. This is Midwatch. Hello, hello, come over here." Because half the times, people can't find you in this big conference area. So, and they know they're kind of generally in the right direction. And last year, I feel so bad. I got to apologize to David Teams again. I was waiting for a guy, and he just kept walking and passing us, and I knew he was my next guest, and I called him, and it was a mistake on the air. Hey, we're all learning. We all do things. I didn't have an assistant. I was by myself. I didn't have an assistant that time, and I have three assistants this time, so we're going to see what goes on, and we're going to put everybody to work. Praise God and praise God. Well, my friends, that's our show for the day. We appreciate it. I got to get a lot of stuff done so we can get out of here on time on Friday afternoon. So God bless you, my friends. I really appreciate each one of y'all coming in and listening to our program. You don't know how important it is. And another thing, I just want to let you know, we were just upgraded to Tier 1. Isn't that amazing? I'm looking at the interview sheet that we just did, and we were upgraded to Tier 1. What does Tier 1 mean? That we're a high listening program. That we reach people through downloads, that we reach people through hits, that we reach people through online listening, and that we have a large number of people listening. And this is the same tier that some TV shows are on and some TV stations are on. So God is doing something. And we're just going to leave that in God's hand because he is powerful. And I'd rather let God do the things and build it than me. I'd rather God make things happen than me. I'd rather God open the doors than I open doors. Because the doors I open will not stay open unless they're God. And God will open those doors and they'll be stay wide open for you, my brother. But a good thing is that he is able to shut doors that need to be shut when they need to be shut. Praise God, my friends. Our address, Revelation Ministries, P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas, 77325. Please send me a letter. Send me something to let me know that you're listening. But also, if you can support, hey, this stuff is done by faith, and I trust that God will have it taken care of. I've never had to struggle to pay the radio bills or the TV bills, and I don't have hundreds of supporters and thousands of dollars coming in every month. But God is able because I constantly, faithfully work the ground that he gives me without looking back. David at RevMedia Network, email me. God bless you, my friends. We'll talk to you next time on the Midwatch. Tomorrow, James Lansbury. Don't forget. See you tomorrow. God bless.
The views and opinions of our guests do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of this station, this show, or its hosts.